Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, A Glimpse of Holiness.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Feast of Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances, but not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and all. Every year, I look forward to the Advent Christmas season as a time to catch up with friends and families who I carry in my heart all year long. Throughout my religious life, I have had the gift of enduring friendships through parish ministry and in my retreat and preaching ministries. I delight in receiving their traditional Christmas cards and letters, and now these have evolved into wonderful photo cards with portraits of the family, often including pets, capturing special events of the past year, such as graduations, weddings, births, and travels. I also recall some of their moments of sickness, loss, and disappointment. But I have found the perfect place to post these pictures on my kitchen cabinets and on my refrigerator. So daily I can enjoy their smiles and pray for them. I call them my Holy Families. Today, on Holy Family Sunday, we are invited through this gospel story to capture the portrait, actually, it's just a snapshot, of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, to get a glimpse of their holiness. We call to mind today the boy Jesus found by Mary and Joseph in the temple. Yet we also remember their flight into Egypt, their consecration of the child in the temple, and the prophecies of Simeon and Anna. We realize that holiness is not about perfection, but rather discovering that God has a purpose for us in the midst of our family life and in the life of the community. Our global awareness awakens and teaches us to realize that God's love is operative in the chaos and imperfection of all of our lives. Slowly, we learn about our gifts and talents, and we are called to share them and to pray for each other and for all. This pandemic has caused us to recognize our relationships with all people and to realize that Jesus came and comes again to save all of us. So, we need to invite God's presence into our lives and find a place for Him at our tables, so we might listen to God's promptings in our conversations and experiences, God's love through each other. We will realize that God's love is operative in the chaos and imperfection of it all. Finally, St. Paul's letter reminds us to put on love, to do so intentionally with heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. Perhaps then, love will spread like a virus. Healing and hope will emerge to become the dominant global realities for all.